Admittedly, oil costs are way up these days, but Secretary of Defense Panetta spends $3,000 an hour to take a military jet home every weekend to Monterey, California. The bill for taxpayers, more than $800,000 since July. Now, Panetta says it's good to get out of Washington, but should there be a balance here? Joining us live is Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient and military analyst with MSNBC. Colonel Jack, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
What does this strike you as? If nothing more to a lot of people, it looks like excessive spending.
Well, it looks like a boondoggle to me. It's true that everybody needs to get away, particularly get away from Washington once in a while. But you're talking about 29 trips between now and July when he took over. That's a lot. I mean, going from Washington to Carmel, California, I think it's a great idea, particularly if you live there. But if you think about this, it's really striking. Gates, who preceded him, whose family lived up in Washington State, I think went back home during his entire tenure only about three or four times a year. This is really bad news. When the Secretary of Defense is talking about cutting fat from the budget, getting rid of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, cutting our defense, then to spend $800,000 on trips home is really disgusting.
It's got to be the kind of thing that gets the troops grumbling, too, when they hear about it.
Well, you know, usually troops don't pay much attention to this kind of, to the things that politicians do, and make no mistake about it, the Secretary of Defense was, is, and probably always will be a politician. But if there's anything that'll get their dander up, it's waste like this. It's really quite annoying when somebody, particularly at the top of the food chain, who is supposed to be setting an example for everybody else, does what could only be described as abuse his position.
Mm. You know, I'm dying to get your opinion on something here. Afghanistan has been a long slog. It is the longest war in American history, and now almost 7 in 10 Americans say we have got to get out of Afghanistan. U.S. military intends to stay the course through 2014. Maybe there are some plans to stay there to some degree beyond that. Does it make sense anymore?
Well, that's what they say, that they're going to stay. And probably we're going to have an advisory effort in special forces and special operations forces in and around Afghanistan for a long time. But I'm convinced that the Defense Department has already plans to withdraw much more quickly right after the election. I think there's a number of plans, one to start leaving in 2014 as announced. But I think it's more likely that there are other plans which are more likely to be to be executed to withdraw conventional troops starting very soon and very quickly right after the election.
Colonel, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good being with you.
Colonel Jack Jacobs, military analyst with MSNBC, a Medal of Honor recipient himself, and he's got a new book coming out in just a couple of weeks, Basic, Surviving Boot Camp and Basic Training.